Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do this. You know my friend Unlucky Gary? He has no luck. Just some of the things that have happened. Once his mum was cutting his hair and the clippers came off, rendering him bald on half of his head. He was cleaning the loo once, recently this was, and got splashback all over his face. Then he was giving directions to a man in the street who turned out to be drunk and fell on top of him, dragging Gary to the floor. These are just a few things that happened recently. Like, it's been there all his life, really. So Gary thought he might change his luck by changing his name. His surname is Bint.
Sorry.
And has decided now to change his name to Gary McFly. And I'm serious, he really has filled in all the forms. He's changed his email address, his passport, everything. But wouldn't it just be Unlucky Gary's luck if by changing his name to McFly, he then got sued by the band?
Illegal wrangling.
We gave Gary a call earlier. Oh, poor Unlucky Gary.
Hello, Gary speaking.
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Bint, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, my name is Vincent Snatch, and I'm calling from Beaver, Bogle, Bungle, Biggles and Snatch Solicitors. And we act on behalf of the musical group trading as McFly.
Okay.
Mr. Bint, we've been alerted by Deepol that you are wanting to change your name to Gary McFly.
Yes.
Is that right?
It's already changed, actually.
Could you, okay, hold on a moment, please. Hello, Mr. Bint.
Hello.
Hi, Vincent Snatch again, obviously.
Hiya.
Sorry, what's
your name?
Vincent Snatch. Beaver, Bogle, Bungle, Biggles and Snatch. Now, okay. Unfortunately, we've been instructed by our clients that any attempt to use the name McFly will result in a legal action against you.
Right.
Now, this could result in a £20,000 fine and also 6 months in prison. Do you understand?
I've already changed it to McFly.
This is your choice. You're going to have to unchange it.
You can only change it every 5 years, I think.
Well, the thing is, it's all about you. It's all about you, baby. Could you hold on again for a second?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hang on, I can't seem to put you on hold. Could you...
Right.
Hold on a second. Hello?
Hello.
No, this isn't working. I can't put you on hold. I want to hold you. Hang on.
I can hear music.
Hold on.
Hello, Mr. Bint.
Hello.
It's Veronica Bogle, Beaver, Bogle, Bungle, Biggles and Snatch Solicitors.
Hi.
The band McFly are in our offices now. Most of them are in a room on the third floor, but I've got Dougie from the band with me now, and he is absolutely furious with you.
For having the surname.
Take him down! Take him for everything he's got! Ruin him!
Gary, you can't just use other people's names.
It's got a big F in it. I don't know if the band is the same.
Mr. Bint, the musical group McFly may have a family image, but behind that, they are ruthless businessmen.
Ruin him!
Listen, Mr. Bint, the choice is yours.
I can't change it back now, though, so... Well,
you need to use your heart to decide. The heart never lies.
I don't know what to say, because I can't change it back, so...
Please hold. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Bogle, Bungle, Biggles and Snatch Solicitors. Press 1 for the radio. Press 2 if you are a celebrity wanting to sue a civilian. Press 5 colours in her hair.
Hello.
Bint, it's Tom McFly.
Hello. Okay.
Give me my name back!
I can't, it's mine now. Well,
give
mine,
me my
well,
name back!
Take him down!
Give me my name back, Bint!
Him.
I want my name back!
Go...
He's fine. He knows it is us now, but he did get a bit flustered on the phone there.
But I think the cutest bit was when he was trying to help you out and you were trying to put him on hold and he was like,
I can hear you. Radio 1 Podcast. Hey, Gary.
Hi.
Sorry about that earlier.
That's all right.
But you really have had to change everything, haven't you? Because you have definitely changed your surname.
Yeah, it's all done now, yeah. My work email and everything.
Yeah.
All done.
Okay. What about your cards and stuff like that? Have you changed all them?
No, I need to do that, actually. I sent my driving licence, but I forgot to put the licence in, so I need to... They're going to send it back and get all that done.
Oh, that was unlucky.
Unlucky.
I know, it's silly.
It's all happening, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all going off. Yeah. All done.
On that call, did you not notice some of the amazing McFly song titles that we got in there?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, here's
when I listened back, I heard it.
So here's them.
Hi, Vincent Snatch again. Obviously.
That was one.
The thing is, it's all about you. It's all about you, baby. It's all about
you. I think we did quite well here, Gary, don't you? And then there was...
Hello?
No, this isn't working. I can't put you on hold. I want to hold you.
And then...
Most of them are in a room on the third floor.
Well done, Becky. That was a good one there. Really good.
I didn't notice them.
Yeah, and then a lesser known one, I would say.
You need to use your heart to decide. The heart never lies. 'Cause the heart never
lies. And then there was...
Press 1 for the radio.
Which was... And then finally...
Press 2 if you are a celebrity wanting to sue a civilian. Press 5 colours in her hair. That weirdo with 5 colours
in her hair. Slipped some in, you didn't even notice, did we?
Didn't notice. Yeah. Got so stressed.
I know, sorry.
There was builders outside and they saw me getting really flustered.
How are people at work? How are people at work when you announce the name change?
Well, today I emailed this woman in accounts and she replied, have you changed your name? And I said, yeah, I've changed it. And she said, oh, are you a fan of the band? And I said, oh, it's a long story.
Nothing to do with the band.
Nothing to do with the band.
Might that get a bit annoying after a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first time it's happened. It probably happened a bit more.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So well, can you really not change it back again? Now, if you wanted to change it...
You have to wait 5 years.
So oh, right.
I didn't really think this through.
Well, it's fine. Don't worry about it, though. Fine. Like, McFly, you know, they're not suing you. You're not going to prison. It's all fine.
It's all fine.
All right?
All right, then. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
What are you doing tonight, please, Becky?
Going home to watch In Betweeners and Spooks.
Mmm, oh yeah.
What are you doing tonight?
I am going to live at the Apollo tonight. A big comedy show which they record and then eventually put on BBC One a bit later on in the year.
Is this the one where you were in the audience for one of them and it wasn't the one that you'd actually seen once?
I think
so. Or was that a different
show? No, that was it. A couple of years ago. The thing I think about, though, was last time I think I looked a little bit bored. And I also was chewing gum.
Oh.
And I hadn't done my hair. Same tonight.
Are you going like that?
Yeah.
What, in the brown T-shirt?
Yeah. Oh. And I think I'm also going to take Unlucky Gary with me as a way of saying sorry.
Oh, that'll be nice.
For this listener's call.
Who do you get to see tonight?
Earlier on. Well, I don't know who's on. So what about if it is someone quite boring?
No, they don't put rubbish ones on that.
No, it's always normally big names,
isn't
it?
It's really good, yeah.
But I'll just be there like a fake smile all the way through in case there's a camera on me.
Are you sitting in the front row?
No! Never sit in the front row at comedy.
Well, I don't know. If they've invited you...
Oh, God, I didn't think about that.
They might have just put you in the front row with all the other celebrities.
No, please, right. I don't want to be in the front. If anyone from Live at the Apollo is listening, do not put me on the front row. I can't stand that.
You'd love it, though. You get the best view.
Yeah, I know, but imagine how flustered Unlucky Gary will get.
Is this just a double bluff when you really want to be in the front row? So you're like, don't put me in the front row.
No, it is not.
Don't want any attention.
No.
Don't do any jokes on me.
No.
I know what you're really like.
All you want
is to be the punchline.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Look what happened at Edinburgh when that Chav Burlesque woman sat on me. That's because I was in the front row.
I'm glad I didn't come out that night.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, God, I'm increasingly worried about taking unlucky Gary to a comedy night now.
Well, at least it won't happen to you.
Have you got the seating plan up?
Yeah.
How do you find that for Live at the Apollo?
Well, I was just looking it up.
What, seating plan?
Yeah.
Apollo.
The seating chart. You need to be in A1 to 66 if you want to be at the back, and then the worst ones you can get is Z1 to 84.
Yeah, but I'm going to be with unlucky Gary. They're going to pick on us anyway, aren't they? Or him.
What? They're not going to pick on you if you're right up at the back.
Bad things happen to Gary.
Even if...
And then it'll be like, oh, whoever the comedian is, what's your surname? Oh, McFly. Oh, God. Coxopedia. It's Monday and it's time for your daily dose of knowledge on Coxopedia. Hiya, Sarah.
Hi, Scott. Get ready, folks. You're going to be edumacated to within an inch of your life.
You join us as Sarah is chowing down on a healthy salad, which is brain food.
Yes, it's got tuna in it, which will make my brain expand even more. I've actually had to have part of my skull removed because my brain is so big and engorged with knowledge. Coxopedia.
Let's speak to our next person that wants to know stuff. Hello, James.
Hi.
Right?
I'm fine, yeah. How are you?
We're really good, thank you.
Good.
You're through to the knowledge of Sarah Cox.
Hi, James.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, just relax, okay? Just relax and let my knowledge flood over you.
Okay.
Where are you, James?
I'm in Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, a lovely part of the world. Is that a bit of a clue?
Not really.
No, I have been revising a lot. I believe, isn't Robbie Williams from Stoke-on-Trent? Because I have been revising Take That Tribute Acts, 92 to 98. Is that any good?
No.
My favourite of those is Take Fat.
Take Fat, that's a very good one. Yeah,
with Blobby Williams.
Very popular. The Lives and Loves of Katie Tunstall. Is that any good? Oh,
no.
Nearly.
There is a place in Stoke called Tunstall.
But it's nothing to do with that?
It's nothing to do with that, no.
Okay, what do you do, James?
I work for a mortgage lender.
Oh, could that be a clue? TSB, nope. Piggy Banks, collectible items from the 80s? I was up till midnight. No?
Interesting, but no.
Okay.
Okay, then. Tell us what your subject is that you want to know more about.
My subject is bog snorkelling.
Ah. Go! Bog snorkelling. This happens in bogs. It's spelt B-O-G. Basically, it's like a swamp thing. When people can't afford to get on a plane and go somewhere lovely and look at the coral and the exotic fish, they decide instead to go bog snorkeling. Bog snorkeling got its name originally from Bob Hoskins, who is actually quite small, and he fell down a drain just outside his house in Temple Fortune. He slipped, he fell, and luckily he had with him a sort of snorkel mask. And then from then on, it was bog snorkeling or bob snorkeling. You can use many things to go bog snorkeling with. You could use a traditional pipe to breathe through. Also, a hollowed out walking stick can be used for bog snorkeling, as can an old plaster cast that's been taken off your leg in childhood. Ladies do bog snorkeling, though not that much, especially not if they want to get a date, because you stink when you get out of that bog. Woo-wee! What's that smell? It's the bog. Oh, you a fan of that, James?
No, I just saw somewhere recently that there was bog snorkeling world championships, and I was like, what?
Wow.
Well, you knew nothing about it then, did you?
No, I didn't, but now I'm well aware of exactly what bog snorkeling entails.
Would you try it yourself?
No.
Maybe using a walking stick, hollowed out.
I think using a walking stick or a plaster cast hollowed out, very, you know, inventive.
Yes. You see? Yes. Handy tips all the way. Well, I hope you've learned something, James.
I have indeed.
Thank you for being on Coxopedia.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, James.
Love you.
Coxopedia.
Podcast.
Graham has been on, off of Hemel Hempstead. Hey, Graham. He says, hi, Scott and Becky, one that doesn't speak, PR4L, etc. I was watching BBC London News last Friday evening, and they showed Ken Livingstone winning the Labour nomination for London Mayor. He says, what a bunch of amateurs. There was no gap at all between "and the winner is" and Ken Livingstone. What? Everyone knows it should be at least 20 seconds. I agree with you, Graham. There is no uplifting like Mariah Carey or Take That style music in the background. Please, can you get one of your technical people to put it right? Let's just hear what Graham's on about. Listen to this. No build-up here at all.
Labour's candidate for London Mayor in 2012 will be Ken Livingstone.
What was that? Where was the tension?
Labour's candidate for London Mayor in 2012 will be Ken Livingstone.
Oh, she could have milked that so much more. OK, Graham, I've got my technical people to do it, and this is what it should have sounded like.
Labour's candidate for London Mayor in 2012 will be... Ken Livingstone.
Oh, my God! That's how it should have been. Then Ken comes on.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
All the other candidates coming around hugging him. Hope you like that, Graham. Hope that is more to your liking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm a little bit concerned because at the moment there are a lot of freshers walking round, because it's Freshers Week, with permanent marker pen with my name on. Because the new thing to do now at freshers gigs in particular is sign people's actual arms. And a lot of people were asking me to do this at Strathclyde Union in Glasgow on Saturday night, just gone. Good gig that was. And then also midweek last week when I went to Freshers Week at Derby, another amazing evening. But I kind of stand there with a pen, and sometimes people get me to sign their student pass or their bus ticket or their train ticket or whatever. But mostly now, and this never used to happen, I have to sign their arms. And must people be waking up in the morning going, oh God, what did I do that for?
Would you sign it in permanent?
Yeah. But that's not permanent, is it? I mean, that is going to come off at some point.
But there's some people on Emma on your Facebook who says she's never going to wash. And that was like, when were you in Strathclyde?
Saturday night.
So then she hasn't had a wash since Saturday.
Please have a wash.
Why doesn't she just get it permanently, go to the tattoo place and get it permanently, like, tatted over? Is that the proper expression?
Tatted.
Yeah.
Get it tatted over.
Tattooed over.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want my name on your arm, there is a chance for you to get just a permanent tattoo, and then you can actually have a wash as well, Emma. This is a little bit minging.
Do you do it with, like, a rose on the end, or, like, a heart over the eye, or...?
I just put kisses, generally.
Did you do it with the... Because there was a while ago when you were trying to get a new signature.
Mm.
And then you did, like, the dollar sign.
Yeah, no, that's the Kesha thing isn't really working for me.
So what did you go for? Do you do the heart over the... I really want you to do the heart over the eye, or like...
Because there's loads of people kind of thrusting their arm in your face, the signature's never good, and it's always really rushed.
No,
so it's like it could be anybody writing Scott Mills on your arm, to be honest.
Yeah, my cousin got something signed by Kylie for me once, and I swear he just did it in the car park on the way out of the gig.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it was just like... Nuh. And I was like, what's... Nuh? I wanted Kylie, not... Nuh.
But when you're signing an arm is actually quite hard.
I wasn't like...
I wanted really Kylie, not... Bleh.
I wasn't really ungrateful, but I thought, is this real or not? I didn't, like, yeah. I don't know.
And I'll be doing this again later on in the week in Leicester on Thursday night. Someone says, Alex from Bar says, well, at least you're not signing boobs anymore. You must be maturing. Yeah, there aren't that many people asking me to sign boobs these days. It's just arms now. What are you looking at, please?
Sorry, I just had some news just in. Do you want this news?
Right.
Are you sure? I think it might be one for your friend Ralph off Crime Watch.
Okay.
There's an email gone round. I'm not going to say who it is, but it says, can whoever stole my JLS branded condoms that were sellotaped to my monitor, shame on you.
Oh, is that from some... I know who that is, from some upstairs.
They're the Orishe ones.
Are they?
Yeah. Whoever stole them, this person's going to check the CCTV... but doesn't really want to know who it
this
was.
This is in this building.
Be able to look them in the eye again.
This is in the building, right?
And then he ends the email with, hope you enjoyed it.
Right, well...
But I think we need to get Rav onto this. You can't have people just taking Orishe condoms willy-nilly.
Shall I text Rav off Crime Watch now?
Yeah.
And just say, what should I say? Orishe condom stolen.
Just see if it's something he'll deal with, or Rav, whether it's not the right thing.
Okay, cool. Is he on Crime Watch still? I haven't seen it for a while.
It was only on once a month.
Right, I'll get on to it. That is awful. Are you going to say the person that had the JS columns on their desk or not?
No. I think they deserve, you know, they've had a crime committed.
They deserve anonymity.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.